knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Don't you worry about a thing, you'll be just fine. Who's next?
Nobody.
Oh boy, this place is like a morgue. let me rephrase that. It's so quiet, where is everybody?
Well, I don't know about the patients, but all the doctors ran out to the parking lot.
What happened?
They heard a truck scrape the fender of a Mercedes.
Oh, my God.
Boom, diddum, dadum.
Hello, Dr. Miller.
Gee.
How's everything in psychiatric?
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. I just...
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. It's this one patient I have, a manic depressive. Now, I've broken through her defenses. I've penetrated to the very heart of her neuroses. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm on the verge of a breakthrough, there's one gap in my knowledge that's holding me back.
What's that?
Three little fishies.
Three little what?
Fishies. It's a silly song from the 30s.
Three little fishies?
In the itty-bitty-poo. Boom, boom, diddum, something or other, and Mrs. Green won't talk to me till I sing her all the words. And I can't remember all of them.
Too bad it isn't Blue Moon. Blue Moon, I saw you standing alone without a dream in my
You're not helping.
I know.
I just can't get through to her. I feel like a failure.
Oh, come on, Dr. Miller. A psychiatrist can't be expected to know everything. He isn't God.
He isn't. It's a little joke.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, how you doing? How are things in the loony bin?
The loony? Norman? How many times have I told you? How many times have I told you? The patients I have are emotionally disturbed, not loonies. Now, you know how I hate those tactless and sensitive expressions.
You're right, Tom. You are right. That was very insensitive of me.
No. It's all my fault. I've been under a lot of pressure.
Well, that's okay. Working up there could drive anybody wacko.
Oh, God.
Are you sure you're all right?
I don't know, Terry. It seems like ages since I've been off duty.
Why, that's terrible. Why don't you complain to someone?
I do, but the patients have their own problems.
You know, I
have a lady up there who's in love with a shoe.
A shoe?
Yeah. It's not even a pretty shoe. It's a green wedgie.
You really need to get out of here.
You're right. I really need some time off.
Well, hey, how about tonight, huh? I mean, why don't you come over to my place for a drink, and then we'll go out and have a nice, long, relaxing dinner. How's that sound?
How's that sound? That sounds wonderful.
Okay, Dr. Miller, you got yourself a date.
Okay. On one condition, you promise not to call me Dr. Miller. It's Tom. Now, from here on in, I don't want to hear anything that even vaguely reminds me of medicine, psychiatry, or hospitals.
Okay, Tom. You're the doctor.
Where is she?
I don't know, Jack, but if Terry doesn't hurry up and get home, dinner is going to get cold.
It's already cold.
Oh, no. What are we having?
Salad.
Real cute, Jack.
Well, come on in and give me a hand, Jan.
Okay. Oh, Jack!
What's the matter?
Oh, it's a spider, a spider.
So?
So? Get rid of it.
Come on, Janet. You should be afraid of a little... Oh, my God, it's the size of a yam.
Get rid of it.
of it, Jack. It looks hungry. No!
Huh?
Well, you're not gonna kill it, are you?
Janet, it's either him or me.
No! Oh, Jack, just push it out.
Push it?
Yeah, you know, push it out the door, please.
All right. We're going for a walk, little spider. Left, right, other left, other right, middle, back. Thank God this is not a centipede. Come on.
Hi, Tom. Oh, you're not relaxing at all.
I can't help it. I can't get my mind off that song. Boom, boom.
You've got to lighten up. Laugh a little. Hey, do you like jokes?
Oh, I love jokes.
Good. Tell me one.
Okay. Okay, two dogs walk into a bar,
yeah.
And the first dog says to the second dog, "Woof, woof, woof, arr, arr."
Alley-oop. All right, Janet, open the door. Get along. Okay.
Woof, 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 arr, arr, woof, woof. Hello.
Don't mind him. He's been cooped up too long.
Cooped up?
In the psychiatric ward. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to mention that. Why don't you come on in, Tom? I'd like you to meet my roommates, Jack and Janet. This is Tom.
How are you?
How are you? I meant, hello.
How do you do?
Well, why don't we all sit down and I'll get us some wine.
Great.
Be back in a flash.
Boy, I could really use some. Sofa.
Terry was kidding when she said psychiatric ward.
I wish she were. Oh, I tell you, it's so good to get away from there.
Do you get out often?
Oh, very rarely. They usually keep me tied down.
Tied down?
Yeah, well, that's what you got to expect when you're a resident.
He lives there.
Well, here we are.
Excuse me.
Me too.
Terry, are you sure you want to give him that?
No, but we were out of the good stuff. Oh, Terry, what Jack means is... Do you think that under the circumstances, the alcohol... You know, he's not due back at the hospital until 10 o'clock.
Besides, my doctor says it's great for the nerves.
Oh.
Here.
Gee, they all look so good. I think I'll take this one. To your health.
To yours. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go change.
Sure.
Tom's taking me to the sea cliff for dinner.
Terry, hang on a second. You're going out
to the sea cliff.
Wait a minute! Shh! Janet and I have to talk to Terry just about roommate things. Hang on a second. Terry, do you know what you're doing?
Jack, I've been unzipping myself since I was six. Terry, what Jack means is it all right for you to go out with Tom? Oh, is that what you're worried about? Relax, he's not married.
Terry, I mean, is he all right? I'm being cooped up with all those...
Better not say loonies. It drives Tom up a wall. Now, would you please go take care of him for me? Go on, thanks. Sure.
You betcha. Janet, hang on. Be careful, you know, they don't tie you down unless you're violent. Or dangerous. Or criminally insane.
Come on, Jack, don't you think you're just overreacting a little bit?
Boom. Boom. Ditto.
Tom.
I almost had it.
Had what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Oh.
So, Tom, how are you?
Nuts. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Why? What's wrong with nuts?
Nothing! I love nuts! It's just that, well, I thought perhaps you'd prefer some cheese.
Well, anything you say.
Good.
Janet?
Yeah?
That was a nice move. Oh. Listen, just don't offer him any more nuts.
Oh, no.
And no crackers.
Oh, Jack.
Damn. What's the matter, Tom?
Oh, my watch band has come off.
Oh, Tom, that's no reason to get excited. Let me take a look-see at it, okay? Well, here's the problem. You got a screw loose. I don't know these kinds. Excuse me. Sorry.
Here we are. Cheese. Nice cheese.
Tom, look at the cheese. Doesn't it look good? Yum, yum, yum.
Here, Tom. I'll just set it down right there. Would you like for me to cut you a slice?
No, thanks. I can do it.
With a knife? No, no. Soft cheese, Janet. You're not thinking. Now go in and bring him back a spoon.
Right.
With a knife, we'll be fine.
Now look what you've done. He's armed.
You don't honestly think that Terry would bring someone here who's dangerous to you?
Well, I guess not.
Not me either.
Boom! Boom! Did'em! Dot'em! Wat'em! Chew! And they flam! And they flam!
Well, I'm ready.
Oh, so am I.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because
no one's leaving this apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom. Pushing off so soon, we've hardly had a chance to get to know each other, hardly.
Jack, we can do that some other time.
No, see, Terry, Jack has made this really scrumptious dinner. He made...
Salad,
as only Jack can make it. So why don't you two just hang around here and have dinner with us?
When we can eat at the sea cliff? Oh, thanks anyway. Come on, Tom.
Un momento, excusez-moi. Did you say the sea cliff? I hope you remember to make reservations.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
What a shame. You'll just have to stay here.
Oh, it's no problem. I never make reservations.
Well, then how do you get in?
Well, I just say I'm a doctor. It always works.
Oh.
Let me help you with your rack.
Oh. My God, Jack. Now he thinks he's a doctor. Next thing he'll think he's Napoleon. Say, Terry, you got a second?
Folks, if I don't eat pretty soon, I'm gonna go berserk.
Hang on, you can't leave. We haven't finished playing your dog game.
My dog game?
Sure, I'll be a schnauzer and you be a cocker. Here we go.
Does he do this often?
Please just ignore him.
No, it's best in these cases just to play along.
What can we do?
No, well, we can't just leave her alone with him.
Well, she's not alone, Janet. She's going to be in a crowded restaurant.
That's up on top of a cliff.
Overlooking the ocean.
That he could push her into afterwards. Oh, no!
Oh, yes! Let's go!
Jack, we go!
I don't think that you're being fair about Jack.
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't a good imitation. But even if Jack was pretending, it's abnormal behavior. A grown man does not pretend to be a dog. Unless he's telling a real funny joke.
Oh, my God!
What, Jack?
This place looks expensive.
Never mind that. Let's just warn Terry.
All right, all right. You go in and attract his attention, and I'll sneak up from behind and push his face in the soup and hold him there.
You just pull yourself together.
Sorry.
All we have to do is get Terry alone and warn her about Tom, okay?
That could work, too. Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry, sir. You cannot get in without a jacket.
What? Oh, well, you see...
However, we do have something here which may fit the situation, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you. This will do just fine.
No sleeve there.
That's fine. How do I look?
Smashing.
No, just a moment.
Under what name was the reservation made?
Reservation?
We don't have a reservation.
Well, then you cannot get in.
Yeah, but we have to get into this restaurant.
Yeah, this is a matter of life and death.
Oh, well, in that case, I can fit you in 8:30 next Tuesday.
No, sir, I have to get in there right now. One of my patients is in there.
You are a doctor?
I'm a psychiatrist. And the man in there is very, very disturbed. He could be dangerous.
Well, why didn't you say so? This way, please.
Yes. Ah! There he is! Oh, Janet, he's got that killer gleam in his eyes. We've got to get Terry out of there right now.
Okay,
come on.
Jack.
Ouch! Ouch! Out here! Sir, excuse me. I have to get in there. The man is a psycho.
Ridiculous. That man is Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist.
Oh, come on! Who are you gonna believe, him or me? Anybody can tell you he's a psychiatrist. I just did.
Why don't you go and dine at a taco stand?
Don't you understand? There is a lunatic in your restaurant.
I quite agree.
Listen, if you don't let us in there, you're going to be in big trouble.
Will you please leave?
Do you want me to tell everyone that your filet mignon is horse meat?
You wouldn't dare.
Horse meat in the Philly?
No.
Philly mignon. Philly mignon.
Horse meat. Horse meat. I will get Dr. Miller.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Jack. You try and keep Tom calm. I will go and get the police.
Hurry,
Jack. Okay.
There is a very disturbed young man out front. Do you think you could help us?
Oh, certainly. I'll be right back.
Would you excuse us? This way.
That is the man.
I'm not surprised. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Tom.
Golly, that's a nice jacket.
Thanks, Tom.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Fine? That's fine. Not that you wouldn't be, I just thought I'd ask.
I'm glad you did.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad.
Good. I'm sorry.
No, I'm the one who should be sorry.
Why should you be sorry? I shouldn't have touched you.
Yes, you
should.
No,
I shouldn't.
I don't mind, Tom. Go on. Touch me.
No, I really don't want to touch you.
Then I'll touch you.
No.
Is anything wrong, Tom?
Why do you ask, Jack?
No reason, Tom. Isn't that silly? You're fine.
And so are you. Believe me.
I did. I'm fine. I'm
so fine. Here, just down these steps. Yeah, right here.
That's him, officer! Take him!
Him?
Yeah, he's wigged out a wacko.
He is definitely on his way to Flake City.
Trust me, he barks like a dog.
Oh, I get it. He's the one.
Insane. This guy does bark like a dog. First he went woo, 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 and then he went boom boom did him wad him chew.
Huh?
Yeah, with a cheese knife.
Oh, I guess she's the one.
Oh, but this entire matter can be straightened out.
Yes, Tom, show the policeman. Woof, 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 woof.
Come on, defwam, all over the dam. Come
How about a police dog?
We just sit down and discuss this rationally.
Oh, don't worry, we will. Down at the psycho ward. Come on, you two.
Wait.
He's not crazy, and neither is he.
No? Well, if you're not the one, and he's not the one, then where is the loony?
The loony? The loony? Why? Why don't you just say, oh, weirdo? Or, nut burger? Or, hey, how about squirrel bank? Huh? Well, maybe not as colorful as lunatic, maniac, or cuckoo. Officer, people are mentally disturbed. They are not crazy. If you call a person crazy, he's gonna act crazy. Don't you understand?
Oh, yeah, I understand. Let's go.
I'm gonna take you someplace nice and safe.
What are you, some kind of banana cake? You've got me saying it.
What are you doing to Dr. Miller?
Well, Dr. Miller?
Yes, he's a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist?
Of course. What did you think he was, a patient?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, right.
The man came.
Yeah, up. I know. You know something? I think you're all squirrel bait.
Hey!
Mentally disturbed.
You know, Janet, I just learned something.
What?
That I've got a lot to learn about the mentally disturbed.
Oh, you sure do, Jack. But you're getting better every day.
Thank you.
Carrie, let me try and explain.
You know, I gotta tell you that I never would have guessed in a million years that you were a psychiatrist.
I gotta tell you, I never would have guessed in a million years that you were sane.
I do feel sorry for Dr. Miller. I mean, can you imagine having to go back to the psychiatric ward just so you could get some peace and quiet?
How could you have thought he was a patient anyway?
Come on, Terry. All the evidence pointed to that. The boom, boom, dot-em, dot-ems, then the whoa. You know what I'm talking about.
Actually, Terry does have a point, Jack. I mean, we shouldn't have just jumped to conclusions because of the way things seem.
That's right. Circumstantial evidence can be misleading.
You may be right, like this guy I met last week at the Regal Beagle. He heard that I was living with two beautiful girls, and he thought that I... And, you know, well, he assumed that, you know.
Yeah, we know.
You mean he couldn't believe that the three of us were living here platonically?
No, he kept going, sure.
You straightened him out, I hope.
Well...
Jack, come on, did you? You did, didn't you?
Well, the idea made him so happy. Who am I to spoil his fun? No, I'm only kidding. I did straighten him out. I told him that we're living here to share the rent, and we're all like one big happy family, and I never, ever have any of those kind of thoughts about you two.
Good.
Until now.
What?
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.